why we chose the name, because it's first time this kind of project for them, the first time that they work, for Lithuania, first time something like this opens, for me that I start a business, we make pancakes. After my studies, I started to work in a big organization where they mentored people with a disability. They had all kinds of settings, locations. I saw the whole spectrum of people with disability. And after about a year, I was asked to work in a bakery where they mentored also guys with a disability. And when I came there, I noticed that it felt so good for me to work there because all the guys that we were mentoring, they developed so fast. Like in the first 2 months, you would not even recognize the person from when he came in. And they got so much confidence and just by being able to do normal things, what you and I would always do. I thought, yeah, this is, if we would like to help these guys develop skills, work is the way. During that time also, I met my then girlfriend, now my wife, she's Lithuanian. So I came here. We also said that it would be for 1 year, and after that we will decide where we want to live. So after that 1 year, she basically said, I want to stay here. I feel best in this country. So I said, sure, we will stay. But then I want to do something that I really like. And what I really liked was a place where these guys, where guys with disability can develop themselves. And because I had experience in how to do that, how to work with these guys, how to work in a business, how to run it, I thought maybe I can start it here. So I started to meet with organizations, like would it be possible? I met with the Down Syndrome Association, with the LNF, with SOPA, Job Corps Organization, and with some daycare centers to see if for them it would be interesting if their visitors could work in such a place. And basically all of them said, yes, great idea, you should do it and we will help. But then I started to speak also with government. I tried to reach out, like municipality, people in the streets also I asked. And especially in the streets, people most of the time said, yeah, well, it's nice, but no one will come. We don't like people with a disability, we're not used to see people with a disability. And one guy, he said, no one will come because we, like us in society, we are afraid of people with a disability. So I thought, well, if that is the case, that we as society are afraid, then, you know, it is something educational that, yeah, if you put all people with disability on one pile and say you are scary, then something there is missing. So it actually gave me more motivation to start. When we opened, before we had maybe 7 interviews with TV and newspapers, and it was already like quite spreading, it was on the radio. And that first month, I think, we were full from 11 till 6 or till 5, we were full. And so we were like, whoa, what is happening? We had no idea that that could happen. We really thought like maybe 10 people a day, maybe 12, we'll see, we'll have to build it up. So that was very surprising that so many people were interested in a business like this. And it showed also that a lot of people were ready for this and that they wanted to see how this would work. So, and when these guys came, we were sitting together here and I asked them, so what would you like to do? What kind of work do you think you want? Because it was the first time I saw them. They had never worked before, none of them. And everyone said cleaning. And I was like, wow, super. If you all want to clean, then the rest will be easy. And actually when we started, we noticed that they did not want to clean at all. But it was just because that is what they know they can do, because they learned in school to clean your plate, or they learned in school to bring your own cup back to the dishwasher, or they learned at home to do that. But the rest of the things, they just had no idea what they could do, what they are capable of, just because no one gave them a chance to try. Try, make mistakes, fall, break something, get up and do it again. And that was so amazing for me, that was the first realization, like, wow, they have not been given a chance to do anything before. But it showed for me also how much these things, these kind of businesses are needed, just to give them a chance to know for themselves what they can do. Because if they don't believe in themselves, and their parents might not believe in them, then they will never ever learn anything. They learn and they want to learn because they want to do their best every day. And they never come here like, oh, I have to work. They're always like, I can work. And what we hear also from the parents is that they work 3 or 4 days a week. So sometimes they are off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, they're already bored and they don't know what to do. And then parents ask, what is it? And they say, I want to go to work, but I can't because it's Tuesday. They like it so much to have finally friends and speak and have customers that they can help and serve.
Pirmas kartas biškį baisoka, o paskui jau įpratau. Noriu eiti į darbą. Man čia patinka. Visi geras kolektyvas, visi draugiškai, tyrimas geras. Pirma, esu virtuviai visada. Vynus kepu. Pirmiausia, susimaišau, pasiruošiu. Pykepu ir paskui būnu visai kaip padarėjęs. Klientas aptarnauju.
Viską galiu. Aš tikrai norėjau čia dirbti. Kiekvienas žmogus, nerandantis darbo, nori dirbti. Tai įrodo savo jėgom, pastangom ir su pastangom viskas įmanoma. Aš pasitikėjau su jim, aš galvoju, aš turėsiu tą darbą. Aš žinau, kad ateis tokia diena, kad jis tikrai bus. Jis pasakė spalio 3, sako, Edvin, einam pasirašyti darbo sutartį. Ką? Tikrai? Net mama iš karto skambino, sako, mama, Timas pasiūlė pasirašyti darbo sutartį. Sako, o, tai gerai.
Aš baigiau specialybę, ieškau darbą. Nepadarau specialybę, radau. Įdomu, čia reiškia žmonėm bendrauti.
Reikia su žmonėmis bendrauti ir dėl to ir smagu. Reikia aptarnauti klientus, bendrauti, kalbėti, užsakyti užsakymus, atnešti patiekalus ir gėrimus.
Prašome, eiti čia. Va čia reikia prieš mėgį, galite pažiūrėti.
Pirmiausia, aš iškojau per darbą agentūrą, SOPA vadinasi. O iš tikrųjų mane informavo mano draugo mama Irona, nes aš draugauju su Tytu. Jis yra piešėjas ir ko čia kavinė mane patraukė, kad yra toks Orlandas. Ir mano draugas Tytas nupiešė piešinius, kad klientai atėjo čia džiaugtųsi kavinė.
In total now we have 4 guys with a disability with a contract, so they get salaries. And we have 2 interns that sees if they would really like to push through and really like to work or just say it but don't want it. So we are like a little bit of a safety net in that matter. What they exactly have, I don't even know. And I also don't really care what they have. I always believe in the thing that if you see someone and we try what they can do, that's what they can do. I can also not do everything, and I have my weak points. One of them is Lithuanian language. So I always say everyone, don't focus on what, like on the disability, on the name that has it, because there is a lot of variations in there as well. It's just a sticker that we as humans like to put. We have that most people know about us now. They know about the project, they know about our workers. Some come every week, twice, like these two. And so they have an expectation, they know where they come into. But after, you know, the guys said everything, how it works, after they gave all pancakes and after they ate, everyone is actually more enthusiastic when they leave than when they got in, because they hear now that yes, this guy with Down syndrome, he can work and he can do it, but that he can actually remember who ordered what and that he can explain the whole menu, and then he's always smiling, and that he's asking how was it and can I help you with anything else, would you like to have a dessert. That is something that people do not expect. Still very nice when people come to us and say like, wow, I knew it was nice, but I'm still surprised in positive way.
Puiki patirtis, nes buvo ir skanus maistas, ir geras aptarnavimas. O po to tapo malonių įpročių, nes gera atmosfera ir skanu pavalgyti.
Iš tikrųjų puikiai vieta, ir pavalgyti ir skanu, ir tikrai tas nuoširdus labai tų darbuotojų toksai požiūris į tą viską ir toks, kaip sakyti, toks šiltas santykis.
It's very tasty. This is one thing. Then it's very cozy in here, and I also like the idea of giving to people with some special, like, how to call it, like conditions, like possibility to be a part of the society.
People from other cities, they come here. We had people from Touaregui, they come here just to have lunch, they went back. They came here and went back. So it's a 3-hour ride or something, and so that is amazing. In this case, they had one of the women had a girl with a disability, and she wanted to show, like, would you like to work in a place like this, if it would be in Touaregui. Hope is something that was missing for guys with a disability. That you have a disability or you have a kid with a disability, so he will not work or she will not work, and what will happen if? My victory here is that that I show, and also to myself, that places like this are possible basically everywhere in the world. The purpose of this business is to show society that these guys can work, with the hope that in a couple of years these guys are much more accepted in society, especially in society, and hopefully also in work society. But I think first in society itself would be already a very good progress.